السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. وبعد، Welcome everyone to our sessions on Maraqi Sa'adat. We will be recommencing with the book by Sheikh Imam Abu al-Ikhlas al-Shurambulali rahimahullah al-Hanafi. We'll begin, as we do with every lesson, bi'aunillahi ta'ala, by reading the text of the section that we will be beginning, and then translating it as we go and making any necessary comments that we need to make, bi'aunillahi ta'ala. In about 10 minutes, I hope to break for Maghrib Salah, and then I will rejoin the recording. سقال إمام الشرنبلالي رحمه الله ونفعنا الله به. باب العيدين. صلاة العيدين واجبة على من تلزمه الجمعة بشرائطها سوى الخطبة، لأن الخطبة فيها ستة. ويستحب في الفطر أكل التمر وترا وغيره، والغسل والتطيب والاستياك واللبس الأحسن الثياب وأداء صدقة الفطر وكثرة الصدقة بحسب قدرته قبل الخروج للمصلى، ثم يتوجه إليها ماشيا مكبرا سرا، ويقطعه بافتتاح صلاة العيد ويرجع إلى طريق آخر. ويكره التنفل في المسجد مطلقا وفي البيت قبلها، ووقتها من ارتفاع الشمس قدر الرمح إلى زوالها. وإن حصل عذر تؤخر إلى الغد. وكيفية صلاتها أن ينوي صلاة العيد، والمقتدي ينوي المتابعة أيضا، ثم يقرأ الإمام والقوم الثناء، ثم يكبرون تكبيرات الزوائد ثلاثا، يرفع يديه في كل منها، ثم يتعوذ الإمام، ثم يسمي سرا، ثم يقرأ الفاتحة وسورة. وندب أن تكون سبح اسم ربك الأعلى، سورة أعلى، ثم يركع، فإذا قام إلى ثانية ابتدأ بتسمية، ثم بالفاتحة، ثم بسورة الغاشية، ثم بتكبيرات الزوائد في ركعة الثانية ثلاثا، يرفع يديه في كل منها. وهذا أولى من تقديم تكبيرات الزوائد في ركعة الثانية على قراءة، ثم يخطب خطبتين يعلم فيها أحكام صدقة الفطر. So the Sheikh رحمه الله says the following. So he says the chapter on, or the section on, the two Eids. باب العيدين. He says Salatul Eidain wajiba. So according to the Hanafis, the Eid Salah is mandatory. Eid Salah. Excuse me. The Eid Salah is mandatory. It's mandatory for whom? على من تلزمه الجمعة بشرائطها. Whatever the whoever is obligated to do the Jumu'ah Salah is also obligated to do the two Eids. And the conditions are the same. But the only difference between the Jumu'ah conditions and the Eid conditions, the Eid prayer conditions, سوى الخطبتي, except for the sermon, the Fridays, except for the sermon that's done. Why? لأن الخطبة فيها سنة. The khutbah in it is sunnah. And the khutbah here, of course, for the Eid prayer is delivered after the prayer. It's not delivered before the prayer, like in the Jumu'ah prayer. لأن الخطبة فيها سنة. ويستحب في الفطر أكل تمر وترا. On the day of Fitr, that is the first of Shawwal, after Ramadan, it is recommended, mustahab, to eat an odd number of dates or something else that is sweet. Because he says, أو غيره. Then he says, رحمه الله, والغسل, and to have a bath. والتطيب, and to perfume oneself. والاستياك, and to use the siwak, the toothstick. ولبس أحسن الثياب, someone to wear the best clothes that they can wear on that day, the finest clothes. And وأداء صدقة الفطر, and make sure that you discharge your duty of paying the صدقة, and that could be money, whatever it is that one it's obviously wajib to give it, but it's the sadaqah to fitr itself is wajib, but to give it is sunnah. It's sunnah to give it before leaving for the salah, to pray the salah. So it's mandatory to give the sadaqah to fitr, but it's sunnah to give it before one prays or reaches the masallah, the prayer area. Then he says, وَكَثْرَةُ الصَّدَقَةِ بِحَسَبِ قُدْرَتِهِ قَبْلَ خُرُوجِ لِلْمُصَلَّى. So one pays the صَدَقَةُ الْفِطْر, that charity, to discharge that charity, however much one can give based on their ability, before leaving for the prayer area, the musallah. Yeah? ثُمَّ يَتَوَجَّهُ إِلَيْهَا مَاشِيًا مُكَبِّرًا سِرًّا. One should direct oneself, one should head out walking towards praying the Eid prayer. Mukabbiran, walking, mashiyan, mukabbiran, doing the takbir. Sirran, in a low voice. In a low voice. وَيَقْطَعُهُ بِإِفْتِتَاحِ الصَّلَاةِ الْعِيدِ. And so one should do it silently. You know, while one is on the way to pray the salah, and one stops, وَيَقْطَعُهُ بِإِفْتِتَاحِ الصَّلَاةِ الْعِيدِ. So until one commences the Eid prayer itself, when one reaches the point when they're about to pray, then one stops doing their takbirat, their Eid Allahu Akbar. وَيَرْجِعُ مِنْ طَرِيقٍ آخَرٍ. When one returns after the prayer, one should ideally, you know, find a different route to go home. Then he says, وَيُكْرَهُ التَّنَفُّلْ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ مُطْلَقًا. It's disliked to pray any additional voluntary prayers or nafal prayers in the mosque. The area where one's praying the Eid prayer. Then he says, وَفِي الْبَيْتِ قَبْلَهَا, and in one's house as well. And the ha refers to here, قَبْلَهَا means قَبْلَ صَلَاةِ الْعِيدِ. So before one prays the Eid prayer, what is disliked to pray any nafal prayer in the mosque where he's praying and at one's house. And the kiraha here is makruh tanzihan. It's tanzih. So if you pray your nafal prayer before you go to the Eid prayer and at the place of Eid prayer and after the Eid prayer, this is disliked. It's better not to do that. And of course in one's home as well. But when you pray the nafal after the prayer at home, This is recommended. This is not disliked at all. So doing the nafal before and before one's Salat al-Eid is disliked. And at the prayer that one prays the Eid Salah, it's also disliked to do it. Then he says, وَوَقْتُهَا مِنْ إِرْتِفَاعِ الشَّمْسِ قَدَرَ رُمْحٍ إِلَى زَوَالِهَا. The time of the Eid Salah starts after the sun has risen one or two spears length above the horizon. Yani after the time period in which yani it's disliked to pray, until midday zawal. So the time starts from the moment the sun reaches, you know, a spear's length on the horizon until the midday, the zawal. That's the time of the Eid prayer. فَإِنْ حَصَلَ عُذْرٌ تُؤَخِّرُ إِلَى الْغَدِ. If there is a valid excuse, if there's a justifiable reason why the salah has to be delayed, then it can be delayed until the following day. It can be delayed to the following day. And then he says, وَكَيْفِيَةُ صَلَاتِهَا. The way to pray the Eid prayer, the way to pray the Eid prayer, وَكَيْفِيَةُ صَلَاتِهَا أَنْ يَنْوِيَ صَلَاتِ الْعِيدِ, is to first make the intention to pray the Eid prayer. وَالْمُقْتَدِي يَنْوِي الْمُتَابِعَةِ. Aydan, the one following, the follower, also makes the intention of being a follower behind the imam. ثم يقرأ الإمام. Then the imam will start reciting. ثم يقرأ الإمام والقوم الثناء. The imam and the congregation will recite the opening eulogy or praise, the opening supplication, the thana. And then, thumma, thereafter, yukabbiruna takbirati al-zawa'idi thalathan. And then, according to the Hanafi way, they will all pronounce three extra takbirs. Three extra takbir. يَرْفَعُ يَدَيْهِ فَكُلٍ مِّنْهَا. And for each takbir, the extra, they will raise their hand. They will raise their hand. ثُمَّ thereafter, يَتَعَوَّذُ الْإِمَامُ. Then the imam will say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. ثم يسمي سرا. And then he will say the Bismillah silently. So the ta'awudh, the a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim, and then Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, these are done, this is pronounced silently. Then he says, rahimahullah, ثم يقرأ الفاتحة وسورة. So the opening chapter of the Quran, Al-Fatiha Sharifa, will be recited, and another surah will be recited. ونديب أن تكون سبح اسم ربك الأعلى. What is recommended is Surah A'la be recited. Surah Al-A'la be recited. After that, the ثم يركع. Then the imam goes into the ruku' and the muqtadi, the follower, follows him. فَإِذَا قَامَ إِلَى ثَانِيَ إِبْتَدَأَ بِتَسْمِيَ ثُمَّ بِالْفَاتِحَةِ ثُمَّ بِسُورَةِ الْغَاشِيَ. When the imam comes up, so when the imam bows and then, you know, finishes the raka'ah as a normal, in a normal way, and he comes up for the second raka'ah, ثُمَّ فَإِذَا قَامَ إِلَى ثَانِيَ, يعني ركعة الثانية, the second unit or the cycle of prayer, ابتدأ بتسمية. Then he begins with, you know, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, of course, silently. ثم بالفاتحة. Then he begins reciting the Surah Fatiha. ثم بسورة الغاشية. Followed by Surah الغاشية. From the Quran al-Kareem. And obviously, both are recited out loud because the Eid prayer is recited out loud. Then he says, ثم بتكبيرات الزوائد في الركعة الثانية ثلاثا يرفع يديه في كل منها. Then the three takbirs are pronounced in the second rak'ah. One raises their hand for each one. Before one goes into sajida, so ruku' into the bowing position, you have to make the three takbirat. So after Surah Ghashiya has been finished, so Surah Fatiha has been recited, Surah Ghashiya has been recited, additional three takbirat are made. تكبيرات الزوائد في ركعة الثانية في آخر الركعة, at the end of the ركعة, before one goes into the bowing position. And he says, وهذا أولى من تقديم تكبيرات الزوائد في ركعة الثانية على القراءة. That to do that, the three rak'at, the three extra takbirat, the three extra Allahu Akbars at the end of the second rak'ah, this is better to do, it's more preferable than doing the extra takbirat before one begins the recitation. So if you come up for the second rak'ah and you say Allahu Akbar three times, then recite Surah Fatiha with Surah Ghashiya or some other surah, it is better not to do it that way. It is better to do it before one goes into the ruku' to complete that rak'ah prayer. Then he says, ثُمَّ يَخْطُبُ خُطْبَتَيْنِ يُعَلِّمُ فِيهَا أَحْكَامُ صَدَقَةِ الْفِطْرِ. After the prayer has been concluded with the two salams, the Imam delivers two khutbas. He delivers two khutbas in which he teaches the congregation about the rules of Sadaqatul Fitr and matters of the community. I will finish this section here بإذن الله تعالى. وأحكام الأضحى كالفطر لكنه يؤخر الأكل عن الصلاة ويكبر في الطريق جهرا ويعلم الأضحية وتكبيرة التشريق بالخطبة وتؤخره بعذر إلى ثلاثة أيام وتكبير التشريق واجب من فجر عرفة إلى عصر النحر عند الإمام بعد كل صلاة مفروضة أديت بجماعة مستحبة على الإمام مقيم بمصر وعلى من اقتدى به. وقال يجب ولو كان منفردا أو مسافرا أو قرويا إلى عصر الخامس من يوم العرفة وبه يعمل. ولا بأس بتكبير بعد صلاة العيد وهو أن يقول الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. ويستحب أن يزيد الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا لا إله إلا الله وحده صدق وعده ونصر عبده وعز جنده وهزم الأحزاب وحده لا إله إلا الله ولا نعبد إلا إياه مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وعلى أصحاب محمد وعلى أزواج محمد وعلى ذرية محمد وسلم تسليما كثيرا. وتشبه بالواقفين بعرفات ليس بشيء. So he says, rahimahullah, wal ahkam al adha, and the Eid al adha, kal fitr, it's the rulings pertaining to the Salat al adha is the same. The Eid al adha prayer, the sacrificial Eid prayer, is the same as the fitr prayer. Lakinnahu yuakhiru al akla an al salah. However, eating is delayed. It's recommended to delay eating after the salah itself. After the salah itself. ويكبر في الطريق جهرا يضم سرا في المنبر. Here we say the takbirat. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. هذا تكبير we say it loudly. ويعلم الأضحية وتكبيرة التشريق في الخطبة. And in the khutbah, the rules and the hikam and the wisdom and the beauties about the fada'il of these of these udhiya, the ritual sacrifice, these should be explained to the community in the khutbah. And the days after the Eid, the Adha itself, the Tashriq, these are also to be explained to the community in the khutbah. وَتُؤَخِّرُ بِعُذْرٍ إِلَى ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامٍ. The Eid prayer may be delayed up to 3 days if there is a valid excuse for it. وَتَكْبِيرُ التَّشْرِيقِ وَاجِبٌ مِنْ فَجْرِ عَرَفَةِ إِلَى عَصْرِ النَّحْرِ عِنْدَ الْإِمَامِ. According to Imam Abu Hanifa radiyallahu an, the takbir of the days of Tashriq, days after Eid al-Adha, they begin from the moment of the Fajr of Arafah, the Fajr of Arafah until the Asr of Nahr, the day of Eid itself. And it should be, it's wajib, it's mandatory to recite it after every prayer, every mandatory, every obligatory prayer. Then he says, wajibun min fajri arafati ila asri nahar inda al-imam, ay Abu Hanifa, ba'da kulli salatin mafrudatin uddiyat bi jama'atin. أديت بجماعة مستحبة على إمام مقيم بمصر وعلى من اقتدى به. So each prayer that's performed in a jama'ah that is not disliked on both the imam that is a resident in the city as well as a follower in each of the congregation. However, there's two students of Imam Abu Hanifa, Abu Yusuf and Imam Hassan al-Shaybani, said, يَجِبُ وَلَوْ كَانَ مُنْفَرِدًا أَوْ مُسَافِرًا أَوْ قَرَوِيًّا إِلَى عَصْرٍ خَامِسٍ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْعَرَفَةِ وَبِهِ يُعْمَلْ. However, the Imam Abu Yusuf and Muhammad ibn Hassan al-Shaybani maintain that these takbirs are mandatory on even the one praying alone, not just in a congregation. And it's even obligatory on the traveler. And it's even mandatory on the one who resides in a village, Qarawiyyan. And it's got to be recited until the Asr of the fifth day after Arafah. And this is the opinion on which people, in which that is acted upon. Bihi yu'mal. And that is also the position of the fatwa in the school. then he says, وَلَا بَأْسَ بِتَكْبِيرِ بَعْدَ صَلَاةِ الْعِيدِ وَهُوَ أَنْ يَقُولُ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ اللَّهُ وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ. And there is no harm in reciting the takbir after the Eid prayer itself, and the takbirs of the tashriq, the days after Eid, are to say, Allah is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. There is none, no deity but Allah. Allah is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. And then all praise belongs to Allah. And it's permit, and it's mustahab. It's recommended to add Allahu Akbar Kabira. Allah, indeed, Allah is the greatest. Walhamdulillahi kathira. And may abundant praise be for him. وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. May glory be to Allah with much praise in the morning and the evening. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. There is no deity but Allah. وَحْدَ. The one alone. صَدَقَ وَعَدَ. The one who fulfills his promise. وَنَصَرَ عَبَدَ. Gave victory to his servants. وَعَزَّ جُنْدَهُ. and strengthened his soldiers. وهزم الأحزاب وحده, and he defeated all the disbelieving enemy parties. لا إله إلا الله, there is no deity but Allah. ولا نعبد إلا إياه, we worship none but Allah عز وجل. مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون, we worship Allah, we practice this religion sincerely and solely for His sake. ولو كره الكافرون, even if the disbelievers hate us doing it. Then it goes into the salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. May abundant blessings be upon the master of the two worlds, our Allah's Habib, our beloved, the messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama. And may blessings be upon his noble family, on his blessed companions, upon his beloved wives, the mother of the believers, our mothers, and upon the progeny, the family of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama, wa sallim tasliman kathira, and may abundant peace be upon them all. Then he says, imitating what tashabbuh bil waqifin, imitating the pilgrim standing at Arafah, is not an act of worship. There's no, you know, this is a bid'ah, and it's makruh tahrimi, to try and emulate the those who are at wuquf al Arafah, those who are standing or halting at Arafah. بإذن الله تعالى, we will pick up صلاة الكسوف والخسوف in our next session. Until then, I'll see you inshallah. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.